Inspired by the Dr. Pepper jingle.
Right. Woody, what'd you get?
Hattie B's hot chicken.
All right.
Okay.
Come up with something.
Make
for
it spicy.
Get in line, get your chicken, and then get in line for the men's room. Because it's going to be a long day with Hattie B's. Yeah. Something you might have missed from the national championship college football game.
A few weeks ago, we played for you Romeo. She's an influencer on TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she just randomly, on one of her posts, decided to give Dr. Pepper an original jingle there on the spot.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Do-do-do.
And that's nice.
It's cute.
And it went viral.
Yeah.
People loved it. They started doing remixes of it, and they kept saying, Dr. Pepper's got to use this. That's a great jingle. Well, it finally happened. At the college football national championship broadcast, Dr. Pepper debuted their commercial for Dr. Pepper using her voice, and they did it up big. This is the final product that aired the other night.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Good, good and nice.
That's so good.
I know.
And it was so simple, and all of a sudden it became a phenomenon.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. I guess people were wondering, like, hey, Dr. Pepper, why aren't you doing anything? I guess they took the time to, like, seek her out, find her, come up with a deal, and pay her for doing all that. So they did it the right way.
Good deal.
And I just love the fact that it just came from somebody just rattling something off the top of their head.
And now we've come to the challenge part of our program.
I thought it'd be fun if we had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So Woody, myself, Jim, and a friend of the show, Adam, he's joined us here in the studio today. I think it would be fun if we randomly picked a product or service out of a hat, and we had to immediately come up with a musical jingle that we sing.
Some little simple jingle to
right
endorse whatever it is.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of like
I'm terrified.
Dr. Pepper, baby. It's whatever you come up with.
All right.
And to tell you the truth, if it's really good, that's not as interesting as if you just blather out some terrible thing.
I think we can all rest assured we will be terrible with this.
I'm expecting it for myself.
All right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's long been thought that only humans and primates could use tools, but apparently we have to add cows to that now. There's a pet cow in Australia named Veronica who has learned how to use a broom to scratch herself. She picks it up with her mouth. She scratches underneath, she scratches on her back, and people are going, this is amazing. What a smart cow.
That's kind of incredible. Now I know why the UFOs keep beaming them up.
That's right. They keep capturing the cows.
Because they're so smart.
they taught them how to have opposable thumbs.
For some people, this might be a dream come true. I guess in a beach in the English Channel, near the English Channel, debris washed up on shore from a cargo vessel that overturned.
Wow.
The debris was millions of French fries. There were frozen French fries in a sea container that opened up, and then all the French fries washed up on shore about 3 inches deep across the entire beach.
Are they salted at that point?
Probably double salted. If they were salted before... And they got some little ocean salt on it.
Yeah. Little sea salt.
Sea salt fries.
Absolutely.
The English Channel, they were trying to go back home to France. where they come from.
Where they invented French fries. Okay.
Yes, they did.
It all makes sense. Adam.
All right. So, as much as we all trust RFK Jr.
Yes. With my life.
Scientists in England and America have debunked the theory that Tylenol causes autism in pregnant women.
Mm.
It is not true.
Shocker.
They will not be autistic, ADHD, or all the other disabilities. So ladies, you can safely take Tylenol now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The brain worm says don't take it, but regular people say it's okay.
That's right. All right. Switching gears. Before the break.
Yes.
We drew things that we'd have to sing a jingle for immediately without any preparation.
All right.
So as soon as you find out what you drew out of the hat, you got to sing it.
So it's inspired by the Dr. Pepper jingle.
Right. What'd you get?
Hattie B's Hot Chicken.
All right.
Okay.
Come up with something.
Make
for
it
that.
Spicy.
Get in line, get your chicken, and then get in line for the men's room. Because it's going to be a long day with Hattie B's. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, if they don't write you a check today.
Yeah, I'm sure they would really love the part about, you know, your intestinal distress.
Your radio days are over. You're chicken rich now.
Yeah, that's right.
Adam, do you want to do yours? I think it's good. You should not have to think about this too long.
Yeah.
The longer you wait, it's going to be harder.
That's the secret. Don't overthink it.
So what is the product you got?
Elon Musk Tesla Tunnel. This is just not fair.
Nice. You gotta do a jingle for the Tesla Tunnel.
Something we're going to send right over to the Boring Company.
Which is what this jingle is going to be.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Tesla Tunnel.
Let the spirit lead you.
The power of Christ compels you.
Check out the Tesla Tunnel. You can get from downtown to the airport in 10 minutes. Check out the Tesla Tunnel. You don't want to miss it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Simple to the point and could be worth millions.
If you turned off the radio at this point, I don't blame you.
All right. Last but not least, Jim, what you got?
Okay. This is appropriate with the weather that we have impending doom.
Okay.
It's for Kroger.
Ah.
It's a Kroger. I have no. Come to Kroger. You will survive. Eat our food so you can stay alive.
Yeah.
No.
Nice. It rhymed and everything. All right.
I was thinking of Glory Gaynor's I Will Survive in my head.
First I was afraid, but then I bought milk and bread. I like it.
You should have got that.
All right. We've done our simple ones, and now, kind of like the same treatment they gave to the Dr. Pepper jingle, AI is going to make it something amazing.
I fed AI the lyrics that we just made up on the spot.
Okay.
Here's Woody's Hattie B jingle done upright.
Get in line.
Oh, God.
Get your chicken. Cause it's going to be a long day with Hattie B.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So
I feel
great.
Like I need to be in church in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting an endorsement now.
We definitely went to church on that one. Oh, that was great.
Very nice.
All right. Now, in the style of 80s disco.
Okay.
Late 70s, early 80s disco. Here is Adam's Tesla Tunnel jingle.
Check out the Tesla Tunnel.
Nice.
You can get from downtown to the airport in 10 minutes. Check out the Tesla Tunnel.
Okay, I approve. That's nice.
It did a good job.
That was very good.
Maybe Elon will send me a check.
Yeah.
Right? So here's what AI did with my Kroger commercial jingle. I decided to have it do hair metal.
Oh, nice.
So here we go.
Come to Kroger!
Oh, my God. It's so Steven Tyler.
That was amazing.
That was really good. Wow.
Oh, my God.
My girlfriend and I went out to eat at a Mexican restaurant last night.
Okay.
And at the end of the meal, you know, I'd stop and excuse myself and go to the bathroom. And like a lot of Mexican restaurants, the sign to the men's and women's room are in Spanish.
Okay.
So I got to stop and think, which one am I? Am I a senora or a caballero? And so
being super ignorant, which one are you?
I am a caballero.
Okay.
So I open the caballero door.
Isn't it hombre?
Hombre or caballero. It works either way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've never heard that one.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah. Interchangeable. Dudes and ladies.
Senora. Okay. So, senorita. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So caballero room. I go in there and I open the door. And the first thing I see when I walk into the men's room is an elderly lady. And for a second, I'm thinking, is, did I pick the wrong door? Did I go in the wrong place? Or is she like, you know, like a janitorial service person in here cleaning and just didn't put the sign out saying, don't come in here?
Right.
So I say, excuse me, this is the men's room. This is the caballero's room, isn't it? And she goes, oh, excuse me, I'm potty training my grandson. Who is sitting in the stall?
And okay.
So I'm saying, can't you do that in the ladies' room? Well, he's a boy. So I went, well, yeah, but
you're not.
He's like two.
As Adam just said quietly under his breath, but you're not.
I know. And I'm saying, okay. So I kind of got pea shy and just left. But I'm thinking, you know, if you're with your mom or your grandmother, it just you can be 38 years old and you still go in the ladies' room if you're with your mom. But yeah,
isn't she that typically how that happens.
Yeah,
am I wrong about that?
I think that's how.
Don't they take the little ones in the women's room?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
because there's stalls which makes everything private.
Right.
But if you're in the men's room
and
somebody else comes in, or the caballero's
room,
I feel like half of the place is wide open.
Going to the urinal with grandma watching is a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not good for anybody.
So I guess we got that all worked out.
So, grandma,
mm-hmm.
when you're taking your grandson to the little caballero's room,
yes,
go to the other one.
Yeah.
It's that's completely acceptable.
You are a senora. Go in there. So there you go. Is there that one takeaway from the show today? That's what it is.
All right.
Yeah. I think age trumps gender in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
It also kind of reminded me of back when I was teaching my sons how to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And, you know, they wanted privacy, so they'd want to go in the stall by themselves. And then the father is just standing outside the stall in the men's room looking like a creeper. So you felt like you had to constantly have a conversation going like, is everything all right in there? Yes, Dad! Because you didn't want to look like a creeper to whoever might randomly come into the caballero's room.
How are things going in there, my son?
My son, who I am the father of.
For real?
Our friend Adam joining us in the studio this morning. And this is a nice warm place to hide away from the weather because it's going to get terrible. Oh, my God. It's going to get so terrible.
So the rumors are that the harbinger of doom, Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel, who shows up at every weather disaster, is already in Nashville.
That is the
ready
rumor.
To do his reports for when Snowmageddon comes this weekend.
Right, because, you know, if you see him, you know the bleep's really going to hit the fan.
Hunker down.
We're in for it. As they're saying,
it's coming.
Somewhere between a dusting and 20 feet of snow is what we're going to have. Yesterday I mentioned earlier that, my girlfriend after dinner wanted to stop by Aldi on the way home. Said, I'll grab a couple of things. All the bread was gone.
It was cleared out?
Yeah, we were only able to get skim milk, which is not really milk. It's just water with, you know, chalk shavings in it. But it's like going down. That was all the good milk. All the good milk is gone.
Oh, my God.
What would RFK Jr. say? All the good milk is gone. But, people are getting ready to hunker down and hide in their homes.
Adam, you run a salon in Germantown. What is the buzz? Because you have your finger on the pulse of the community.
So my clients aren't that concerned yet. They're looking at it. They're keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
But my people, my staff, they're predicting we're going to be closed all next week. I'm like, they're prepared for a snowmageddon. And I'm like, y'all need to calm down.
Mm.
This is ridiculous.
And so, you know, this happens in Nashville like maybe once every decade and a half that we actually have a huge snowstorm. Usually they predict a lot and not much happens.
Was it 10 years ago that it happened? Like 10 inches?
We had a big one for,
Yeah.
Maybe we're kind of like things shut down for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming over the weekend. For a salon, we're closed on Sunday and Monday anyway. So
Well,
you're out one day, like just chill.
Yeah.
I love a snow day.
Yeah.
But no, I have friends in the industry. All their clients have rescheduled for Saturday already. Anticipation. And I'm like, y'all are going to be embarrassed when there's like 1 inch on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I guess the takeaway from this is if you need your hair done, go on Saturday when everybody has canceled.
Right.
You'll be able to just walk right in.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we'll be there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Go about living your life. You don't have to hide in your home. I mean, we don't have to feel like we're immigrants in Minneapolis that we're afraid to leave our house.
We're both afraid of ice.
Oh my God! You're all.
It's the same thing.
Oh, and scene. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We're ready to play Gender Wars now. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Got some trees you need out of the way, or prune them back and make them look nice for next summer? You can contact them anywhere. Go to localtreefellers.com.
Tree Fellers.
We got Adam for the guys here in our studio, and for the ladies, Emily is in White House. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
You sound nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Can't help it.
Just think of everyone, just going to be relying on everything you say and judging you. But don't
Woody,
be nervous.
Stop it. Stop intimidating the guests. All right, let's get to know you a little bit. Simple question, Emily. Given the choice, cakes, cookies, or ice cream?
Cookies.
Adam, what about you?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Always ice cream.
All right.
What flavor?
Pistachio.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good
choice.
Stuff. Okay.
Okay, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Emily, here we go. A deer, a wolf, or a snake? What animal is pictured on the label of every bottle of Jägermeister?
Ooh, a deer.
A deer is right.
Nice.
Good job.
Good job. Adam, your multiple choice question. All My Children, Another World, or General Hospital? Which classic soap opera is still on the air?
General Hospital?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Good job.
Tied at one.
Okay, Emily, Precor is a company famous for selling what kind of equipment?
Medical?
No, not
medical.
Exercise equipment, stuff you see in gyms.
All right, okay. Adam has a chance to jump out into the lead here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jimmy Choo is famous for designing what?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah, okay. The Choo Shoes.
It was like, come on, give me a real question.
All right. Last set of questions, Emily. You can take it, tie it up here. Who played the president in the classic action movie Air Force One?
Oh, screw. I don't know that.
Okay. Right. Using the screw.
Hoping you don't know this, Adam.
Harrison Ford.
It is Harrison Ford.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, man. I swear it's not rigged. It's not rigged.
Oh, Adam is victorious.
Oh, nicely done.
Good job.
For you, we have tickets to go see Human League.
Woo!
Don't You Want Me, Baby?
Yes.
Also, Soft Cell. Do Detained Love. They're coming one night. Two bands. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3. I want to run this by you guys because this is a trend that I don't think I can get behind.
Okay.
But apparently there's a story in the Wall Street Journal about hotels and what the latest trend in hotels is. And I got to admit, now that they say it, I think I've been seeing it coming.
Okay.
The new trend in hotels, in nice hotels.
Yeah.
Is to remove the door completely to the bathroom and shower area.
Wait, what? Why?
You know, they started doing it with, like, you know, frosted glass doors.
Yeah.
And now they're getting rid of them completely.
So really?
I don't know why, but I don't care how long I've been married to my wife.
Right.
I don't want to see her using the bathroom.
Is there a separate, like, water closet? That's my question.
No.
No, it's just a big open room.
It's, well, it's open. At least there, where there was a door, there is no more door.
So you just have to avert your gaze as you walk past?
Yeah.
Like, it's that's, like, no.
No, you, especially if you're doing, you know, number two, you have to have the door shut and the fan on.
There's a couple of things. Yes. It's not just about the eyes.
Yes.
It's about your ears and your nose.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that. Whatever you're doing in there is not my business.
Yes. And I don't want to see it or hear it or smell it.
I'm pretty confident no one, no matter how long you've been together, wants to experience that.
Right.
Like, that's what keeps the magic alive.
Yes.
We'd like to have some mystery in our relationship.
I know I'm not alone in this.
No.
But if I go to a hotel and I've got to do the business.
Yes.
I will, quite often, I will leave our room, go down to, like, the first floor.
To the lobby?
Where they have, like, restrooms down there.
Yeah.
I will go there and then come back to the room out of courtesy.
Right.
But this is the opposite of that.
Do you just make your significant other just step out in the hallway, like, go outside for like 5 minutes?
Yeah. Could you go down to the ice machine or just take a walk?
Yeah. Just ride the elevator for a few minutes.
But no, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, but it's happening. It's happening.
They just can't afford doors?
I don't know what the... They think it's more chic?
It's the tariffs. Let's be honest.
It's got to be.
It's the tariffs.
Oh, yes. Obviously,
yes. Doors are too expensive.
Yep. Yeah.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, totally hits. 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show. Wednesday. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. We got Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association, and we love puppies that dress up in people clothes.
This puppy has a onesie.
Yes. It's a pajama party. It's cold outside, so it's necessary.
And what's his name?
This is Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd!
Yeah, 2 months old, sweet as can be, ready to party, though. He's being really calm right now, but he's 2 months old, so I'm sure if I put him down, he would be zoomies all over the place.
Yeah,
right? He's definitely adorable. He's brown and black. And they're kind of like they mix together, like depending on the way the light hits it, he looks more brown.
Yeah,
or
he's kind of he had a ombre treatment.
That's right.
That's the only hair word I know, so I had to use it.
It works. Good job.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess he's going to be about a medium sized dog.
I think so. Yeah, I think that, you know, he has 9 other siblings. So, yeah, we don't have mom, so we don't know how big she was, but I would say like 35. We'll say between 35 and 50 to keep it safe.
Right.
And the mom is laying back somewhere going, "The baby factory is closed forever."
Yeah. Yeah, props to her.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
And they're all so cute.
I know. He's got all 4 paws have just like a little tip where it looks like he's been walking through a puddle of paint.
Yeah.
White paint. Now he's given Taylor some kisses.
Yeah, he still has puppy breath. And I will be honest, I don't know if I've ever seen a puppy that has better puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dogs, his eyes just kind of look right into your soul.
Yeah. You're defenseless. Yeah. Like, you can't.
Yeah. You just look
take
at
all my money. I don't
care. You look at this puppy and go, whatever you want, you got it.
Yep.
He's Elmer Fudd, and he's be very, very quiet. He's looking for a forever home, maybe with you.
So cute. And Elmer Fudd has his shots. He's also microchipped. He's been neutered. So he is, like, ready to go.
He is ready to go. And he's so adorable. Check him out on the 93.3 Facebook page, also the Woody and Jim TikTok. And you can see Elmer Fudd. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. It's a celebration of unpopular opinions. We call it If I'm Being Honest. I started things off yesterday by saying, if I'm being honest, if you're driving slow and you only speed up when I go to pass you, you're on the list.
As you should be.
Yes.
That's infuriating.
And we had Dylan, who drives a truck for a living, on Facebook. He says, I totally agree. If they're willing to go fast to stop people passing, then they should just go fast all the time.
Yeah,
makes sense.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know what my theory is? Is that whenever somebody does that to me and I hate that, so I think, you know what? They were just like, they were sleep driving.
Yeah, they were like, you know,
just not
daydreaming.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
And the fact that I started to pass them made them go, I should probably drive faster.
What's even worse is when they speed up to cut you off and then slow down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
when they get in front of you,
just give me 5 more seconds. You can get behind me.
That could be
they
even
also
worse,
make
yeah.
the list, yes.
Yeah,
no kidding.
All right, Adam, friend of the show, he's sitting in with us this morning. What is your so if I'm being honest?
So if I'm being honest, most newborn mammals are not the cutest. There are
mammals.
There are exceptions. But my one, the one that I can't look at all right now is Happy the new aardvark at the Nashville Zoo. It looks like a shriveled up pig. It's disgusting.
I love that little guy.
No, he's so gross.
See, and I thought you were going for human babies. That's pretty good.
No.
You're going to upset the entire aardvark community.
The aardvark, I can't deal with it. I just watched a video of him, and I'm like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
It is definitely one of those, like, he's kind of so ugly, it makes him cuter, but not for everybody, apparently.
He's like wrinkled skin, bald. I can't look at it.
And as the aardvark gets older, it's also not very attractive. So I guess.
It doesn't get much better,
right? It's only going to get worse from here. Oh, man.
Poor little guy. It's downhill.
So we had Mark texted in on our text line, 615-553-0933. Mark said, so if I'm being honest, I wish I lived in a really small town that only had an Applebee's and a Subway. It would make dinner selection for my wife so much easier.
Yes, when you're paralyzed by choices.
Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. It sounds good to you.
So, I mean, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, Mark? You have no choice. The options are limited.
Exactly. I think you were generous putting two restaurants in the list.
Yeah.
Just make it like out of the way, rest stop with all the hands, like a vending machine.
Either or thing.
Vending machine.
Friend Chris commented on Facebook saying, if I'm being honest, putting gravy on anything, especially chicken fried steak, ruins it. No, I disagree.
I'm with him on this one.
He has a point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chicken fried steak, you got to put the white gravy on top.
Who wants chicken fried steak to start with?
You don't.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't. But then add gravy into the mix.
I'm sorry.
And it's not good.
I was born a poor child. We used to eat that all the time.
I'm kind of a gravy should only be on top of meat or potatoes, and the meat can't have like breading on it. Like if it's turkey and, okay, maybe dressing and potatoes, the Thanksgiving lineup is fine. But if you're throwing gravy on other things, like French fries, no, I'm out.
Gravy goes on everything.
I'm anti-gravy, period. Like, just keep it away from me. I don't want to see it. I'm good. Thank you so much.
And Gina, who is out on maternity leave and usually sitting over in that chair, she says, if I'm being honest, early mornings are better than late nights. Yeah.
That is an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to wake up.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would disagree.
See, I'm the rarity here. Like, I am an insomniac, so I go to sleep late and I get up early. So, like, coming in here at 5:30 didn't kill me.
Okay.
And I went to bed at, like, midnight. So,
you realize both of them are terrible. So
you see both ends.
Yeah.
You're not sleeping.
Yeah.
Which is
do I have
better?
A preference? Yeah. If I'm being honest, I would rather get up and get going first thing, like get in here, do this, and then go home and have my whole day in front of me.
Yeah,
I can have a nap in the middle. I love staying up and reading because it's quiet. No one's bothering me anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, but I agree with her.
You know, early morning. Coming in here the hours that we do, it's like it's quiet. You can actually get things done where they're not people barging in on the room all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a theme I'm seeing here, takeaway to wrap this thing up, is that we really enjoy non-people-y times.
Yes.
Yep. Yep, right there.
We don't like things when they're too people-y.
No, if I could get a key to my grocery store and not like go in after hours,
right?
I'd be a happy little lamb.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good, like I should, been in the walk around the neighborhood.
This really is an amazing story of somebody being at the right place at the right time. A guy named Jeremy Way was having lunch in an Oceanside restaurant in Virginia Beach, and all of a sudden he heard a loud crash and a loud splash and realized that an SUV had driven off the dock and into the water and was sinking quickly. Wow. And had somebody inside, and so he went right to work.
I didn't think twice. I knew it was going to be cold. I think the air temperature was about 29 degrees at the time.
So the thing is, he is an aviator rescue swimmer, which is he's trained by the military to jump out of helicopters and planes into freezing water to help people. And so he was able to go out and some other people helped him. They were able to break the windows of the SUV and drag the lady out and I guess saved her life, which is amazing. Him just having to be there at the right time. And then they asked, well, what did she say to you after you rescued her?
She was having a bad day. She was having a crisis. It wasn't on accident she ended up there. I think once the water started rushing in, her mind changed.
So she was thinking about taking her own life, and then all of a sudden got rescued and had her life turned around.
Lucky he was there.
Yeah, really.
Talk about like an angel.
Yeah, no kidding.
Put in place to guard her. That's amazing.
If this was a rom-com, they would get married right after that.
yeah, exactly.
In a small town in Ohio.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Have an acoustic concert at the end.
If you want to see the incredible video, because somebody was there with a phone, and you can see, like, it doesn't look good, and then he comes out of the water with her. It's amazing. You can just go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or the Woody and Jim Facebook page.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I don't know if you saw this, but it's been going around. People are loving this. A couple decided to get married on a Southwest flight.
What?
Cool.
Apparently, they had their officiant on the plane. Also, I guess the people in their bridal party and the bride wore a white dress walking down the aisle after they had reached 36,000 feet. Where a quick, like less than a minute ceremony took place, and the plane's passengers just went wild.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tina and Roger, the newly married couple, got to their destination, they were met with a Southwest, like little golf cart that goes through airports.
Yeah.
With just married on the back.
Aw.
That's cute.
That's really sweet. Yeah.
So you're an officiant, right?
I am officially, yeah.
I am too.
I can do that.
Maybe we should start selling our services to get free flights.
Yeah.
Exactly.
yeah.
I'll marry you if you you take me on your trip to Barbados.
Yeah. It's got to be some cool place.
I like this line of thinking.
I'll go to San Diego. I don't care. Just if you're paying.
Right? I'll go to Butte, Montana.
Wow.
Not Montana.
People are talking about the huge snowstorm that could be coming over the weekend. If you don't believe that, well, you might believe it after hearing who might be in town. Rumor has it that Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel is in town. And you know, if he's here, things are about to get real.
He's the weather daredevil.
Yeah.
Sightings are real.
Adam, our friend of the show, is sitting in with us this morning. What you got?
All right. So if you are athletically inclined, which I'm not, on February 28th, Nashville Zoo is doing their wildest 5K. It's the 20th anniversary. You get to run through behind the scenes areas, say hello to animals, and enjoy running, apparently. That's a thing people do. But good for you. Go to NashvilleZoo.com.
Some people do it of their own free will.
I know.
It's weird.
Right. Unless I'm being chased, it's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, you run really fast if some animal got out of its cage.
That's true, yeah. What are we doing today?
Well, I think I wasn't going to do this, but I think I need some kind of plan for if the power goes out in the storm. So I might just go buy a grill so that I can cook because everything in our house is electric. So now I'm worried about that. So that might be my thing today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Adam, our friend, has been hanging out with us today. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Well, I'm going to go find propane for my grill. And then I'm going to brave the store and hope there's something left and get anything else I may need just for backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And take a nap.
All right. So there's two out of three of us are storm planning. Woody, are you going to complete the trifecta?
No, actually, we went to Aldi yesterday, even though they were only had skim milk, so there was really nothing to bother with. I'm going to go get a flu shot. I realize I haven't had one yet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And, because there's a lot of crowds and a lot of people indoors, so I want to make sure to do that. And then I may get a head start on not leaving the house.
Oh, there you go.
Really bitter about that skim milk.
I know. Bring it up all morning.
Yeah. Why don't you just put water on your cereal?
And have I mentioned the milk?
Don't get me started on the milk. I'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim Totally Hits 93.3.